Now live from Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, this is the Daryl Davis Program.
A boy's born in Hot Dime, Mississippi.
The Daryl Davis Program presents a variety of guests, political commentary, and issues of concern to the rich and poor of Westchester County and beyond. And you can join the conversation at 914-636-0110. Now, well-known community activist Daryl Davis.
So the game of politics heats up in Westchester County with implications for New York State politics as well. Welcome to the Daryl Davis Program. You know, last week I had reported that I got blindsided by a quote press release put out by the Peekskill Democratic Party. And I had mentioned for the umpteenth time that there's no such thing as local politics, and that these folks are all connected. They all work together. They have little backroom meetings and what have you. And so, you know, after we toppled the Tea Party Democrats in Peekskill, who were trying to get rid of public housing, who were harassing African-American men who worked for the city of Peekskill. I had not been to a council meeting, and the election was in November. I showed up for the swearing in of the new mayor. And I'm going to put all of this out there. You know, our goal when we went against former mayor Mary Foster and the Democratic Party, you know, our real goal was to topple her, because she and her small clique that have completely taken over the Democratic Party in Peekskill, they're a cancer in the Democratic Party. They stand for nothing that the Democratic platform espouses, and I mean absolutely nothing. And so it was my hope that if we toppled her and some of her yes people, that the so-called good Democrats would come together and say, this was bad, this was wrong, let's turn the page and move forward for what's best for the community. And instead of that happening, the former mayor, Mary Foster, decides that she's not going away. Drew Claxton, the current deputy mayor under newly elected mayor Frank Catalina, Republican, Drew Claxton puts out a press release announcing that, all right, there's three Republicans and four Democrats, therefore I am the majority leader. Mike Morey went on some cable TV show and said, oh yeah, we didn't do so good on the elections, but we're still running the city. Now, right off the bat, there's a lot wrong with that. The election in Peekskill, election night, Mary Foster lost. She was basically the only one who lost election night. The community said, we want change. The council seats were close enough that it took a month or so to sort out. But the community spoke loud and clear, new direction. And just as I said, when I was going to the council meetings with Committee for Justice and Allies and CPARC and standing up for women and children and men of color and for the Constitution, I warned this community, this woman is not a part of a democracy. She's part of a tyranny. She's a part-time ceremonial mayor who has completely taken over city government and uses the police to intimidate political enemies. I said that. I called her a tyrant. And now that the voters have said, we've had enough of you, she says, I can't say what she says, but you know what I mean. And so she and Drew Claxton and Mary Beth McGowan, also a former Democrat who lost an election, have decided that they were going to continue to run the city in the ground, that they were going to continue to pursue gentrification, that they were going to still protect those in city government, foremen and supervisors who call men of color nigger at work, and who make racial jokes, and who say, don't come to work looking like hip hop. And so I had hoped that the good Democrats, some of who called me after the election and said, thank you for helping to get rid of this woman. She was an embarrassment. You reinstilled pride in the black vote in Westchester County. And the woman has not gone away. And the so-called good Democrats have not stepped up. This small clique continues to run the party, continues their narrow agenda of lying, bullying, and acting like there's not a constitution. So why do I say that this has implications for the state Democratic Party and the Westchester County Democratic Party? I'm going to talk about all of that. This so-called press release, it ran in one media, only one. And I know for a fact that Darren Rigger, who put it out, called every media in the region to run this press conference. But we're going to press release. We'll talk about that when we return. You're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
And now with Fox News commentary, here's Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes on 1460 WVOX.
Burger King. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
The home of flame-broiled hamburgers is getting into the lifestyle business. Burger King announcing they are dropping their 40-year-old slogan, "No longer will you be able to have it your way." Instead, Burger King wants you to be your way. Great, a politically correct Whopper. The restaurant chain says the new motto is intended to remind people they can and should live how they want anytime. The change comes as they try to figure out a way to boost burger sales. Burger King says they plan on promoting self-expression, that it's okay not to be perfect, apparently justifying their bad habit of putting pickles on my Whopper when I specifically said no pickles. I have absolutely no idea what this has to do with hamburgers. It sounds to me like somebody's been spending too much time under the heat lamp.
It's easy for you to get on the air and talk to your neighbors. Join the forum at 1460.
I'm Dave Schraver, president of the New York State Bar Association. When you think of civics, what comes to mind? Saying the Pledge of Allegiance in school? Civics education has been in serious decline. Most teens today can rattle off the top three social media sites, but almost half of all Americans can't name the three branches of government. Knowing how your government works is key to creating a better tomorrow. Learn more at nysba.org/civics.
Brought to you by the New York State Bar Association in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Whitney Media's WVOX is very proud of the relationship we have with churches in Westchester and the Bronx. Some of those churches have been with us for over 40 years, spreading the good news of the gospel to listeners all over the metropolitan area to encourage those who preach the word. WVOX has for years set aside valuable one-hour time slots on Saturday and Sunday at our very reasonable and greatly discounted local religious rates. To learn more about how this unique station, one of the most honored in the country, can amplify the magnificent voice of your pastor and news about your own congregation, call David O'Shaughnessy, our executive vice president at our Westchester headquarters, 914-235-3279. All denominations of worship may qualify for WVOX's special religious rates. To amplify the voice of your pastor, call David O'Shaughnessy during the week at 914-235-3279 or email david@wvox.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, be ready. For the first time in New York, this new show, The Seer, with Prophet Zogo. Every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m., and Saturday 6:30 p.m. Your life will never ever be the same. So listen to this here. Every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m., and Saturday 6:30 p.m. here on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, your life will never ever be the same.
Hi, this is Tom Merriam. Join Bill Meth and me this Saturday morning at 8:30 on WVOX for the Metro Golf Show as we begin our coverage of next month's U.S. Open. We'll talk to three local golfers who are trying to qualify for the national championship at Pinehurst. We'll also introduce you to Pinehurst, which will become the first club to host both the men's and the following week's women's open in the same year. For Memorial Day weekend, we'll introduce you to Patriotic Golf Balls and Diamond Links talks with the Yankees' new second baseman, Brian Roberts. You'll get all that and even more this Saturday and every Saturday morning, now at 8:30, on what the New York Daily News calls the best local radio show covering golf, the Metro Golf Show on WVOX 1460 AM and WVOX.com. Tune us in before you tee off. The Metro Golf Show is sponsored in part by Barbados Tourism, the Mohegan Sun, the Metropolitan Golf Association, Ulster County Tourism, and Bridgestone Golf.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, we have earnings from some retailers out, first with Home Depot. Now, the company posted a gain in sales and revenue last quarter, despite the lingering winter weather. The revenue number did not beat estimates, though. It was a rough one for Staples. The retailer's profits sank 43% last quarter as fewer consumers visited stores. Now, Staples is in the process of closing as many as 225 locations this year. The company adds that it will be taking more charges this quarter for restructuring costs. And another disappointing earnings report today, this one from Dick's Sporting Goods. The company says sales in the golf and hunting categories slumped last quarter, leading to weaker than expected results. Dick's also lowered its outlook for the year. And continuing on the same theme, the parent company of TJ Maxx and Marshalls posted revenue that was lower than analysts had anticipated. TJX says currency issues hurt the bottom line. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Tracy Burns.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
There's always something happening right here on 1460 AM and worldwide at WVOX.com.
Just in touch with what's going on today.
Where many different voices are heard in the land.
WVOX.
Back to the Daryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Daryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Daryl Davis.
We're back, folks, and talking about this cancer that exists within the New York State and Westchester Democratic Party. And, you know, there's no point in beating around the bush. People got hurt because of this group. Former Peekskill Mayor Mary Foster, former City Councilwoman Mary Beth McGowan, current Peekskill City Council member Darren Rigger, who also is a chief fundraiser for Harlem Congressman Charlie Rangel, Drew Claxton, after the election, the new mayor, Frank Catalina, a Republican, was denied the tradition, and some argue the law, to pick his own deputy mayor, Drew Claxton, because there's four Democrats and three Republicans, announced through a press release that she's the grand royal visitor of the city council. And so right off the bat, they made it clear that we don't care what the community voted. And I warned this community that this is what tyranny smells like. And yes, the community voted them out. Yes, yes, it worked. We exposed who these people are. But you didn't get to see really who they are because we didn't get into everything about Mary Foster and her support for Harold Phipps, the former housing director that we fought to get rid of and won. And so here you had a movement of a multiracial movement, black, white, Latino, Asian, working together to save public housing, to get rid of a mayor, an administration that was hostile to poor people and people of color, who retaliated against women and children, who used the police against political enemies, who shredded the Constitution in Peekskill, act like it didn't exist. And we, in the face of all of that, organized, grassroots, organized, stood up to that and won. And when the smoke cleared, I had hoped that the Democratic Party, Westchester County, New York State, Peekskill Democratic Party, would turn the page, and they have not. And that's disturbing. And so I stayed away. I went to the swearing in of the new mayor and have not been to a council meeting since. And here we are in May. And so when we were going, Committee for Justice, CPARC, and our allies, when we were standing up for people who asked us to be there, Darryl Davis was attacked viciously in the forums. Now, I shouldn't say the forums, but on the Peekskill Democratic Committee page. Democrats who weren't even around in Peekskill when I marched, led marches, and went to jail to get a community center for the children there. When I fought for a youth bureau. When I organized rap against crack events so that the kids, these big name rappers came to Peekskill at my invitation, talked to the kids, told them to stay off the streets, leave the drugs alone, go to school. Wasn't a Democrat on the scene when we did that. And we fought for those things and got them. And then when one administration, Republican administration, tried to gentrify, we fought that. And when they changed the rules at the council meetings that you can only talk about what we put on the agenda, I said, no, I'm going to talk about it. Was arrested twice for talking, for raising the issue of poor people at a council meeting, put on trial. Wasn't one Democrat on the scene. But we knew once the community saw us getting arrested for talking at council meetings, they'd vote these people out. And that's what happened. Enter Drew Claxton, who has a short memory, who is now her Royal Highness Grand Poobah of the city council. And shortly after that, Don Bennett, who came to me, was an elevator man when he came to me, nothing wrong with that, but wanted to be, you know, the man around town, came to me. I put him on the radio with me on a radio show that I do for another station, got his name out there. Appointed him to head up the African Festival in Peekskill, which I'm the founder of. And then he got elected. And then two others said that they wanted to run for city council in Peekskill and invited me and my partner, Sherry, to meet in White Plains over dinner, asking for our support. And we gave them our support, and they got elected. And then when the women came to me and said, Darryl, this man at the housing authority, he's sexually harassing us, And when the men came to me and said they're calling us the N-word, I said, no problem. This is an easy one. Brother Davis is retired. I live in Mount Vernon. I do radio and I write, but you know, that civil rights thing takes its toll. No problem. We got friends in City Hall. We made phone calls for them. We hosted meetings with housing residents for Mary Foster. She was invited when she got elected first speaker at our Martin Luther King celebration in Peekskill. No problem. We met and found out that this woman was the most right-wing Tea Partier I had ever even heard about, much less encountered. And so the fight was on. And so we did what we did. And here's the thing. These good Democrats never surfaced. And so a Tea Party or an ultra-right winger just has to wrap themselves in the label Democrat. And the Westchester County Dems turned their backs on us. And the Peekskill Democratic Party turned their backs on us. And the state Dems. Why do I say they turned their backs? Because I spoke to virtually every black elected official Democrat in leadership in New York State. Virtually everyone. Those that took my call. And I'm not the only one. Many of our colleagues and our allies called also. And what did we ask for? Mediation. We never asked for anybody to take our side initially. Initially, we reached out to the Pastors Association. At a year into this fight, I said, we had a mediation, and I said, let's bring in a third party to mediate our differences and live with it? Mary Foster said no. There was no reasoning with these folks. That's tyranny. And so we beat them. And now here we are, 6 months later, no good Dems step forward in Peekskill. The same clique, the same cancer is running things. And so what do they do? Well, Drew Claxton, who's also the owner of the Bean Runner in Peekskill, with her boyfriend slash partner slash husband, whatever the case may be, owned the Bean Runner. And some of you liberals run up there in the name of art, you know, and patronize an establishment that is leading the charge for gentrification in Peekskill, and who acts like there's no constitution. This Drew Claxton voted to take the canceled bus rides for a little girl's dance group based in public housing, although the program is open to kids all around town. Won the Apollo, got flown out to California. She voted to kill that program. She voted to pass the no clapping law that made world news. And you running up there giving her, you're financing the demise of poor people and public housing when you do that. You know, and so, you know, Drew Claxton and Mary Foster, so they're still running the city. And what happened was Drew Claxton has a family that tends to be on the wrong side of the law. And twice she went after the chief of police because they did their jobs. And I'm going to get more specific when we come back. But first, we need to take a break. You're listening to the Darrell Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
He barely makes a dollar. His mother goes scrub the floors for many. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucero. Moving troops as a precaution, U.S. forces now on Sicily to aid diplomats in Libya if needed, as unrest and fighting between militias there increases.
Right now, there's a total of about 250 Marines there on Sicily. Seven Ospreys, three C-130s as part of this this air-to-ground task force.
Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby.
One of the things that we learned from Benghazi was the need to have an agile footprint that you can move quickly to address just these kinds of issues in North Africa.
He adds any decision to evacuate the embassy would be up to the State Department. Pennsylvania's ban on gay marriage overturned by a federal judge. The state was the last one in the Northeast to outlaw gay marriage. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I spent a great amount of time in the hospital. My whole life revolved around my medical care. It was hard for me and my family.
Daphne Chisholm had diabetes all her adult life. When faced with end-stage kidney disease, she went to the Montefiore Einstein Center for Transplantation for a complex pancreas kidney transplant. Now she's free from dialysis and daily insulin, but that's not the only successful outcome.
We laugh more, we dance more. Montefiore gave me back the life I love to live.
Montefiore. Inspired medicine.
These difficult economic times present a whole new set of problems for proprietors, owners of independent regional companies. But with all the change comes new opportunities. And we recommend the Rosenberg and Chesnoff Company, founded by Alan Rosenberg as a specialized accounting practice for independent local companies. Rosenberg and Chesnoff knows the pressures and problems of maintaining and growing a retail or service business. With offices in Westchester and Manhattan, Rosenberg and Chesnoff earned their rep advising large firms and high net worth individuals, but they have a special understanding of smaller, growing companies where they are today unequaled in that field. So if you're satisfied with your present accounting firm and advisors, so be it. But if you're looking for more brain power, creativity and dynamism from an independent accounting practice where they don't farm it out to a computer or a junior staffer, we suggest you call Alan Rosenberg's firm, Rosenberg and Chesnoff, for a free consultation. If you've been feeling it's time your accountant was a little more on your wavelength, Rosenberg and Chesnoff, 914-722-6901 or in Manhattan, 212-382-3939.
How do you plan to move the world? Just 20 miles from New York City, Iona College offers 45 majors, supportive faculty, and experiential learning opportunities, including internships and study abroad. With merit scholarships of more than $31,000 a year, totaling as much as $124,000 over 4 years, Iona prepares you to move your future forward. Summer session classes begin June 2nd. Apply online at iona.edu or call 800-231 Iona.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for today, mostly sunny skies. Our high temperatures will climb between 72 and 77. Partly cloudy this evening, our overnight lows dropping into the middle of 50s. Chance of showers, maybe a late-day thunderstorm on Wednesday. Wednesday's highs into the lower 70s. Showers likely on Thursday, patchy fog during the morning hours. Highs will climb into the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy, highs upper 60s on Friday. Looks like sunshine for the weekend. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
79 degrees in your show.
There's always something happening on Westchester's Hometown Forum. 1460 WVOX.
WVOX.
Back to the Daryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Daryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Daryl Davis.
Welcome back, folks. Just before the break, I was talking, and by the way, let me just say this up front. You know, when I talk about the deputy mayor, Drew Claxton, you know, I avoid personal attacks. I don't get involved in bottom feeder politics and gossip. That's really not my thing. I've always been confident that we will win on the issues, and that's always been my approach. You know, and so before we go any further, what I'm talking about with Drew Claxton is not a personal attack. You know, and I'm not being judgmental when I say that she has family members that find themselves on the wrong side of the law, you know, occasionally, more than occasionally. And it just so happens that it has been reported and has been discussed at a public council meeting that Drew Claxton and the current city manager, Anthony Ruggiero, the current Peekskill Corporation Council, something Dumphy, and the current chief of police in Peekskill, Eric Johansson, went behind the new mayor's back. Frank Catalina, Republican, went behind his back. Apparently, Drew Claxton's house was robbed or something. Some jewelry was stolen. This is what was said at the council meetings. And my investigation has confirmed much of this. And apparently, she didn't like the fact that a police officer did his job and a report apparently was done. And so Drew Claxton and her clique, city manager, they went after this cop because, you know, she's the Grand Royal Highness Vizier, Grand Poobah, and because she has a 4-3 majority. All right, so they did this without telling the mayor. And it ended up that they retaliated against this cop on trumped up charges. His name is, it will come back to me. I'm going to say his name on the radio. Any case, they botched it so bad that this police officer is out on paid leave for a year. You know, I think to the tune of $180,000 or something like that. But the mayor found out about this and demanded resignations. Now, at the same time that this is going on, now, mind you, again, tyranny. This is Mary Foster pulling the strings, you know, with her 4-3 majority. Drew Claxton willingly going along with it. Darren Rigger, you know, who does all of the press releases and works for Charlie Rangel. And, you know, the other two. And so this is the tyranny. They don't respect the law. They don't respect the process. Laws apply to everybody but them. And so they got caught, and Frank Catalini, rightfully so, demanded resignations. Mr. Dumphy submitted his resignation, the Corporation Council. The others dug in. They're fighting. And so what do they do when they get caught lying and breaking the law? They lie and break the law to cover it. And so at the same time that they got caught doing this, I had convinced a major media that they needed to write a story about how the Peekskill Housing Authority went bankrupt when Committee for Justice and CPARC and Housing Authority residents were jumping up and down for 4 years telling Mary Foster and the Democrats and the state Democrats and HUD that the Housing Authority is going to go bankrupt if you don't intervene and stop this man. And so apparently, not apparently, but the media started digging and they started asking questions. And the Dems found out that, oh, my goodness, here we are. And this is the state and county implication. Here's the problem. Here we are, Democrats criticizing Rob Astorino for his relationship, poor relationship with HUD. Here we are, Democrats calling Astorino a racist. Here we are, Democrats saying that Astorino is messing up the money. And here we are getting caught doing stuff much worse. Much, much worse. We, Democrats, sent the police to break up a tenant association when housing residents were just trying to save their housing. We passed a no clapping law against mostly public housing residents who were coming to city council meetings saying, help us save our housing. And if I spoke or somebody else spoke and the community clapped, it became against the law. This is what we Democrats did. And in the course of these abuses against us, some of the media is starting to dig. The media is looking to cover this. They're saying, wait a minute. For four years, people said the housing authority is going to collapse, literally, if you didn't intervene. And instead of intervening, you attacked us, the messengers, the citizens, the residents, the women and children, all of us attacked. And now this is coming out in the media. And so what are the state Dems going to say? We didn't know. Excuse me. I sent every committee member, New York State Democratic Party, emails. I sent you videos of my girlfriend being attacked by a Democratic district leader who the Peekskill Democratic Party then put out a statement saying this woman that attacked her is a hero. She stood her ground. You all know this. Every one of you got emails. Every one of you got video. State Dems, state committee members, state senators that I have relations with, that I've called, that I've sent letters to. I have the confirmation emails. And because these folks wrapped themselves in the cloak of a Democrat, you turned your backs on us. You didn't come in and intervene. You didn't say there's no place to this day in the Democratic Party for calling black people monkeys. But you had a lot to say when it happened in Mayopac. And so now your hypocrisy is catching up with you. And so instead of, you know, owning up to it, you put out a press release saying Daryl Davis is just doing this because Rob Astorino gave him a job. Are you serious? Is this what you got? Because when somebody called me and said, hey, man, there's a press release going around saying that, you know. Now, the press release served two purposes. The first was to accuse Mayor Catalina of being a bully and demanding people resign so that he can hire his cronies. Now, mind you, that was them being consistent, right? They lie. They're not going to say we went behind the mayor's back and did something, not sure it's totally legal, and got caught and he's demanding resignations. They're not going to do that. All they know is to mislead the community. So they lied. And so that's the press release part about Catalina being a bully, and buried in that press release so he can give jobs to his cronies like Daryl Davis, who Frank Catalina got a job with Rob Astorino 1 week before the election last year. That's what was in the press release. 1 week before the election last year, Rob Astorino gave me a job because Frank Catalina intervened for me being at the council meetings all of last year. But since the election, I have not returned. That's their logic. That's their argument. Problem is, there's holes all through it. Problem number one, and anybody in politics will tell you this. All right, let me follow your reasoning here. Frank Catalina got Daryl Davis a job last year for doing something he did for 3 years anyway. We politicians don't just give out jobs, you know. But, you know, so that's problem number one. This is something by this fight started, by the way, before Astorino took office. Nobody paid me, promised me anything, or asked me for anything. The only people who asked me for anything were the housing residents and my own family, who in the course of this were retaliated against and attacked. All right. And so there's their lie. The other problem with the lie is they said I was given a job as a corrections officer. Well, I think I'm too old to get a job as a corrections officer. This is what in this newspaper. The second problem with that is I believe you have to take a civil service test. And the third problem with it is I'm not a correction officer. All right, so here they are. You know, this cancer, breaking the law, lying, and then trying to have the angry black man pulled back in it as a distraction. That's all they know. We're going to finish this up when we return. You're listening to the Daryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. You can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh, calls for an independent investigation into the growing VA scandal.
I've got a bill that asks the Inspector General to do an investigation and in 6 months to report to Congress so that we can fully fix this problem.
GOP Senator John Thune, the White House sending Deputy Chief of Staff Rob Neighbors to investigate the Phoenix VA Center where as many as 40 vets allegedly died while waiting for medical care. Boko Haram striking again today, this time in the city of Jos, Nigeria. 46 are dead after the Islamic terror group detonated two car bombs at a bus terminal and a market. It's primary day in six states with November's midterms at stake. Among the contests,
Kentucky Republicans choose to between Tea Party-backed Matt Bevin and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The winner faces Democrat Allison Lundgren Grimes. There's a seven-way contest for Republicans in Georgia, vying for retiring Senator Saxby Chambliss' seat.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Fox News Early Prime, breaking down business news and its impact on your bottom line. Your world with Neil Cavuto.
That's how I do business. That's why I am business.
Bold positions and brash opinions on the topics America is buzzing about. The Five.
How do you think this will set in with the American people?
This will be the pulse of the nation.
Washington insight and political know-how from the best in the Beltway. Special report with Brett Baer.
The epicenter of the political world is here.
The number one place for fair and balanced coverage. Fox News Channel.
What's wrong with working hard to make our lives and our kids' lives better? Nothing. At Fox Business, we don't have a problem with success. We have a very big problem with those who get in the way of it. We don't come out of the box bashing those who make money, just the politicians stealing it and the bureaucracies wasting it. We're not just sitting behind a desk. We're out in the field, on the floor, with the folks. Because when a story moves forward, so do we.
Fox Business, the power to prosper. Check your local listings.
Let's talk about how to save money in the office. In your office, first of all, why does toner cost about 25 times more than gasoline? And why does a copier lease often cost more than a car payment? These are good questions to ask. And here's another one. Why do we copy so much paper? Shouldn't it all be scanned? And here's the big question. Can we find a local company here in Westchester to help us with all of this? Here's the answer. Since 1990, for 24 years, Premier Business Solutions has provided answers for even the most tech-savvy and sophisticated companies in our area. Premier's A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau proves they deliver the most cost-effective and efficient office copying solutions and strategies. Premier's service and support is unmatched. We did a lot of work and due diligence on this, and we're proud and very satisfied to tell you that WVOX and WVIP are now part of the Premier family of important clients. If all this makes sense to you, call Mark Habib at Premier at their headquarters in Pleasantville for a free analysis of your office copying operation. Their number right here in the county, 914-747-3000. Or visit Premier's website at pbi-usa.com. That's pbi-usa.com. Premier Business Innovations. Moving you and your company forward. 914-747-3000.
Les habla Maggie Cervantes
y Gregorio Álvarez. Escúchenos todos los sábados a las 11:30 de la mañana
en Momentos Latino, noticias de la comunidad con Maggie
y Gregorio. Momentos Latinos en WVOX, programa semanal para la comunidad.
Escúchenos este y todos los sábados a las 11:30 aquí en el 1460.
To put in another way, turning to the WVOX 1460 every Saturday for Momentos Latino.
News and important information for the community, Westchester and the Bronx, with me, Maggie Cervantes.
And Gregorio Álvarez, every Saturday morning at 11:30 in 1460 WVOX.
This is WVOX at 1460 for Rye, Greenberg, and Co-op City. WVOX.
Back to the Daryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Daryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Daryl Davis.
All right, now I'm just going to dive right into this. Now, you know, I had said that... you know, this allegation, you know, how ridiculous it is, and it's consistent with who these people are. This is a cancer in the Democratic Party led by Peekskill Mayor Mary Foster. Now, where did she get her agenda from in the first place? You know, when we came to see that at these council meetings, a couple of people spoke and said, I've been here for 7 years and the town has never been better. Basically, people who moved into Peekskill in the last decade decided that black people and brown people and low-income people were no longer welcome in Peekskill, and they were going to push them out. And so when we organized, then they decided, well, this is taking too long. Let's act like there's no law or no constitution, and maybe then we can get them out. You know, and we fought all of that back. So that's who these people are. This is the cancer that the Westchester Dems and the state Dems have turned their backs on us and allowed to fester here. And I put videos on the Westchester Democratic Party's Facebook page. They deleted them. They took them down. I put them back up. They took them down again. And then they banned me. Anyway, here's the problem that the state Dems and the county Dems have. Mike Morey, who ran the Willie Horton campaign 2 years ago for the Democrats in Peekskill. Remember, I reported on this program. He was claiming that I was helping the other side. And I carry petitions. This was the allegation 4 years ago, which, again, a lie, consistent. They're liars, and then they try to distract by pulling in the angry black man. They create this boogeyman of color to prey on political fears, racial fears. And that's bottom feeder politics. And this is Michael Morey, former Hudson Valley coordinator for Senator Chuck Schumer. Mike Morey now is with some big consultant firm, Knickerbocker something. All right. So Morey is leading the charge against Rob Astorino, doing press releases and saying that Astorino is this, that, and the other thing because of HUD. Well, there's their problem. Because I got hit with a, before I get to that, and if I run out of time, listen, let me just say this. I'm going to get off of this job thing. But look at the mentality of these racist Democrats. Daryl Davis was banned twice from all housing authority property where my kids, my sister, my nieces, my family live, where I grew up, banned without breaking the law, banned by Democrats. Had a no clapping law against me, which people in the town call the Daryl Davis law. Had the police bring me into custody 3 or 4 times without charging me. Ejecting me from council meetings. Because they couldn't get to me, they tried to evict my sister illegally. They went after my children. Then I was hit with something called a slap suit, which is a strategic lawsuit against political participation, which most states pretty much outlaw. But New York has a weak anti-slap suit. So I had to go into federal court. I was sued by the former housing director for slander. I had to defend myself. I had to raise money. Lawyers needed to be paid. I have a deposition in my hand, my deposition, which cost $500. And within this deposition, I'm going to read part of what came out of this. This is the lawyer for Mr. Phipps, the former director. Is that an email that you sent, sir? me perusing the document. Yes. Who did you send that email to? You mean the original one? I forwarded this. Who did you forward it to? These were sent to HUD. HUD officials. H-U-D. Mr. Kleinberg, Phipps' lawyer. 131? Me. Did I really write all those emails? Boom! There's the scandal. What? Daryl Davis wrote 131 emails to HUD saying that the housing authority was going to go bankrupt if you didn't intervene? Reporting that Mr. Phipps gave people jobs who passed the housing authority and got it off the troubled list so that you didn't have as much oversight? Talked to a witness, the former bookkeeper, who said Mr. Phipps was given no-bid contracts, that said that Mr. Phipps was paying bills for the city of Peekskill out of housing authority money? Isn't that illegal? You mean Daryl Davis sent 131 of those to HUD and HUD did nothing? And now you're attacking Astorino? And by the way, I'm not defending Astorino at all. I don't like his approach and what's going on with HUD. You understand that? This is not a defense of Astorino, but I can't get over there. I can't get to that. You attacked me. You attacked my family. You Democrats tried to close public housing. Act like there was no constitution. Called us monkeys, monkey thugs, and welfare queens. You Democrats. And you have the audacity to call somebody else a failure in their relationship with HUD? And HUD has the audacity to attack when in reality, 131 emails? By the way, it was more than that. It was closer to 300 emails to Mary Foster, to the mayor, to state senator this one, and her friend, state senator that one, to Reggie Lafayette, Westchester Dems, Andrea Stewart Cousins, Ruth Hassel Thompson, Assemblyman Keith Wright, Congressman Charlie Rangel, the head of the state committee at the time up in Albany. I wrote to all of them. I sent them these documents. Within this deposition is devastating news about the behavior of the Democratic Party in Westchester County and New York State. Allegations not by me, but by the former Housing Authority bookkeeper that Mr. Phipps fired. And the Democrats, Mary Foster, when we fought to get Phipps out and the board voted him out, she reshuffled the board to keep Phipps there. She protected Phipps until the Housing Authority was virtually bankrupt. That's their problem. That's their issue. And hence the lie that I have no integrity. These housing residents didn't come and ask for my help. They never attacked my children. Nobody smacked my girlfriend. I'm only doing this because Frank Catalina got me a job a week before he won the election. This is the cancer that's in the Democratic Party. And on a closing note, I may try to get a job with Astorino. I understand he pays his people good. What did the Democrats do? What did the Democrats do to their black supporters? You get banned. Your girlfriend gets smacked on television and the woman who hit her is called a hero. Your daughter gets retaliated against. Your sister gets retaliated against. You get arrested, not charged. You get hauled into federal court on some BS lawsuit. And you Democrats have the audacity to say, how dare you deal with the other side? Are you crazy? Slavery is over. What did the kids say? What did the kids say in America? Lincoln freed the slaves. You know, what kind of mentality would make you think that with after all this abuse, Daryl Davis is going to stay on your plantation? I might apply for something. I know they make 100,000 and 120, 135. Come on now. What kind of crazy mentality to think that I'm supposed to just stay in this abusive political relationship? It's insane. And so this is what we have. We have this cancer in the Democratic Party. I already spoke to two very, very high ranking Democrats in Westchester. I asked for a meeting. I am going to continue to try to get a meeting. We cannot coexist in Westchester or New York State, whether you're Democrat or Republican, with these Tea Party Democrats in Peekskill. These folks who claim there's no constitution, who claim there's no law, who call public housing residents welfare queens, call Daryl Davis a monkey thug on the forums repeatedly. And I'm supposed to just go along with that. It's not happening. You know, and again, this is their problem. This is their scandal. Mr. Kleinberg, these were sent to HUD, HUD officials. Mr. Kleinberg, 131? Did I really write all those emails? Mr. Kleinberg, you were busy. There's their problem. We wrote to HUD. We wrote to the Dems. We wrote to the Undersecretary of HUD in Washington. We wrote to Congressman Rangel. We wrote to Chuck Schumer, Andrea Stewart Cousins. We wrote to everybody but Santa Claus. Every Democrat turned their back on us. The housing authority is bankrupt. And now that it's coming out, they want to say Daryl Davis is just doing this because he got a job. That's it, folks. We're out of time. You've been listening to the Daryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough.
You've been listening to the Daryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. The Daryl Davis Program, presenting a variety of guests, political commentary, and issues of concern to the rich and the poor of Westchester County and beyond. Join us again next Tuesday afternoon at 3 for the Daryl Davis Program with well-known community activist Daryl Davis, only on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com.